Now, one of the things that Dr. Stosny is helping us realize is that although within the realm of racism, attitude is part of the problem, he's helping us understand how the problem also resides literally with the brain. For example, he points out that in the toddler brain, we can't tolerate differences because they seem to threaten both the autonomy that we want and the connection that we need. Can't tolerate differences. And again, remember now, we're not talking about the toddler brain that's in a toddler, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, and comparing that to the adult brain that's in someone who's in their 20s or 30s or 40s. We're talking about the same brain in the same adult individual and how different parts of that brain function in different ways, and as a result, prompt our behaviors and, of course, our attitudes, but our behaviors. So taking a look at the adult brain and the role that it plays in helping us decide how we're going to approach other people. That adult brain, that upper prefrontal cortex, is not fully developed until the third decade of life. So again now, we're talking about time here. The third decade of life, that's when that upper prefrontal cortex is fully developed. Not saying that it's not there before that third decade, but it's not fully developed until that time. And its many specialties include sensitivity to the perspectives of other people, human values, humane values. Oh, man. Be thinking about this now. We're talking about the brain, what's going on in the brain. And to help us, I guess, appreciate this even more, think about what we have heard when we've watched documentaries. And the experts talked about a serial killer and how so often their brain does not function the way most people's brains function. And they're able to be completely detached from not only the crime they're committing, but from the person they're committing that crime against. Totally detached. And they don't even have a sense of conscience the way most of us do. It's just not bothering them the way it would bother us. There are people who are less bothered by their third murder than some of us are by just saying something ugly to someone. And I do mean that literally. Some of us really place such value on doing right by other people that if we say something ugly for the purpose of hurting that person and the person did nothing to provoke that, we just, for whatever reason, wanted to be ugly. Maybe someone else did something and or said something that hurt our feelings and angered us as a result. And for whatever reason, we didn't think that it would be safe to confront that person. So we took our pain and anger out on someone innocent and said something ugly to them. Some of us have a conscience that is of such good quality that we can be bothered just by having lashed out at someone who never did a thing to hurt us. Now, not everyone's like that. And when I say not everyone, I mean there are plenty of people who would never pull out a pistol and just shoot people down for nothing. But they might shoot out their tongue to kill folks. There are some people who could never just gun down folks, but they're very, very comfortable using their tongues to try to destroy people's reputation and murder that way. But there's some people who won't even go that far. They'll use their tongues to try to destroy someone else, and they'll be proud of themselves for having done it. Feel no remorse whatsoever. Feel good about themselves. But there are other people who place such value on human life that if they know they have lashed out at someone with their tongue and it was unprovoked, they will feel guilty about that. They'll feel remorseful about that. And they will feel more remorse than the person who literally has a problem with their brain would experience after having killed someone in cold blood. They've tested their brains and tested their brains, and they've tested that part of the brain where remorse, guilt, etc. is seated. And they've watched it as they've talked with these people about their heinous crimes. And they see little to no activity in those parts of the brain whatsoever. So let's not take lightly what's being shared with us with regards to what's going on with the brain when it comes to the way that we either disconnect or connect when it comes to other people in general, other races in particular. I'll be right back.